Some of you have asked us this morning, Brother Bob, he's still in much pain. And his back, it's a very serious matter. He went to the doctor this week, and he has been given a back brace. And his back is in, it's bad. And he thinks of you guys often, so I'm asking you to think of him often and be praying for him. He desperately misses being here on Sunday morning, and he loves us very, very much, and we love him. So if you feel led to take him something, you don't know where he lives, ask Dusty, Rick, or I, or any of those guys. They know, all of them know where he lives off 51st Street. Lynn and Gary know where he lives. So if you feel led to take him something, that'd be a good thing. That'd be a good thing. So right now, basically until, unless he goes and sees a doctor, that's about all he can endure to get out of the house. It hurts to do anything but sit or lay down. Okay? So he's not feeling too good. So we'll pray for him this morning, but I wanted to keep you guys up to date. Okay. His brother, who is 78, drives from Midway almost every day to check on Brother Bob. And he's doing a great job of taking care of his brother. And I don't know if you know this or not, Brother Bob, he has a sibling in Midway and a sibling outside of Detroit. And that's the family situation as far as immediate family goes for them. So just we're going to pray for them this morning. And then John's got a video for us to watch. Well, I'm going to pray for us as Dusty turns the lights out, and then John will cue up the video. Father, we thank you today for you and blessings that we can't count. Father, I would pray today that as we begin our time together here, Lord, that we would allow you to be moving in our hearts, in our minds. Father, we all come in here with a lot of clutter. There's a lot of things on our minds. We're carrying stuff from last week, and we're loading up from the week for the week to come already. And, you know, God, I don't want to miss something just because we feel like we need to take control over every detail of our lives. Now, Lord, I don't want to believe that lie today. And so, Lord, I would ask you to help us to open ourselves, to open our hands and say, here, Lord, you take it. I'll take your yoke. I'll take your burden, for it's easy and light. Lord, maybe the most important thing about that is it's purposeful and it brings joy. And Lord, our burdens that we choose to carry very often result in nothing fruitful, and they have no joy. So Lord, we give all this to you. Pray you'd speak to us and through us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ephesians 2:10 says that we are God's workmanship, His masterpiece. I don't know about you, but when I get up in the morning and look in the mirror, I don't really see a masterpiece, you know? I mean, maybe a Picasso. It's like, but I want to be His masterpiece. I want to be everything He created me to be. And so I go to Him in prayer and I say, Dear Heavenly Father, do whatever it takes to mold me into the image of Your Son. Make me Your masterpiece. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi.
Whoa. Who are you?
I'm God. You said the prayer, so here I am.
You're not God.
No, I am. You said the prayer. That's how it works.
Okay. If you're God, then make it snow in here.
You know what? I really don't want to make it snow in here because it'd get kind of yucky.
Yeah, you're not God.
Why do you say that?
God wouldn't say yucky.
I do. It's a Greek word.
Oh. Okay. If you're God, what does Lamentations 15:9 say?
Lamentations is only 5 chapters. It's a very short book.
Oh. Why was it so short?
I was tired of lamenting.
Oh. Okay. If you're God, who's going to win the World Series this year?
I'm really not into playing games. Why are you so much into playing games?
You are God.
What gave it away?
You answered my question with a question.
I did? Yeah, I do that, don't I? I did it again. Step right up. Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, what are we doing?
I'm going to make you into my original masterpiece. This is the process.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. Wait. What are these about?
These are the tools I'm going to use to make you into my original masterpiece.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah.
I thought you were a carpenter.
That's my son. Step right up. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, hey, God. Mm-hmm. How do you know what to chisel away and what to leave?
I take out everything in your life that doesn't belong there, kind of like dead weight.
Ooh, speaking of dead weight, could you chisel right here? It showed up when I was in my 20s and grew around and became back fat. I don't even know why you created that, but I can't get rid of it. I mean, I've tried everything. Like, I tried running. I tried lifting weights. My wife actually talked me into trying Pilates. That was awkward. But I can't get rid of it. So if you would just chisel around here, and then, you know what, if you chisel a line right here and maybe four to five, maybe eight lines right here, that would be awesome.
You're funny.
You made me that way.
I also made the platypus.
The platypus.
All I'm saying is most of my children, when it comes to this process, they just want to talk, but they don't want to do the work. So do you want to talk or can I chisel? Talk, chisel.
No,
talk,
no,
chisel.
No. I choose to chisel.
All right. Through my Holy Spirit, I'm going to bring up things in your life that I want you to work on. Like your anger. I created the emotion, but you use it in the wrong way. You compare yourself to others instead of me. You tell little white lies because you want to people please. You're lazy. But you try to fool everybody by looking really, really busy. You have a problem with lust? Well,
time out. I don't really have a problem with lust.
You don't have a problem with lust?
No, I can do it anytime I want. Hang on a second. I mean, I got to admit, I feel like you've been doing some great work, and I'm looking pretty good right now.
All right, when you look in the mirror, who do you see?
I see me.
Okay, then I need to keep chiseling away, because ultimately, you and other people need to see my son.
Okay, don't misunderstand me. It's just, when I look more like Jesus, people get uncomfortable around me. I mean, even my church friends, and they're like, oh, you're holier than thou, you know? And I don't think I'm supposed to make people uncomfortable.
So what you're saying is you'd rather play God in certain areas of your life than for me to be God over your whole life.
That is not what I said.
It's what you meant.
Yes, it is. It's hard to talk to you. You know everything that I'm thinking. I'm just saying you've done some great work. Maybe we take a break, a sabbatical from each other, you know? I'll stay right here, and then, you
That's
know...
That's just it. You never just stay right there. You're either moving toward me or away from me, but never you just stay. What you're doing is called control. Do you want to control things in your life, or can I chisel? Control, chisel, control,
no,
chisel.
No, chisel.
All right.
But can we chisel where I want?
That's called control.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Now this right here, this secret sin that you keep running to whenever you're hurting, angry, lonely, tired, that you think you're fooling everybody, but it's making you a whitewashed tomb. Are you ready for me to chisel this out of your life?
Yeah.
See, it's a process. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's your whole life. And you care so deeply about what other people think of you. It's rubbish. It's garbage. The greatest thing you're ever going to hear is at the end of your life when you hear me say, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what you keep your eye on. That's the prize. Heavenward.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, trust me, this hurts me more than it hurts you.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't think you understand this pain.
Pardon me?
You're asking me to sacrifice a lot, God.
Don't talk to me about sacrifice. I know all about sacrifice. I sent my son to die on the cross for pain, for sin, but I also did it for another reason, to give you freedom. Do you know what insanity is? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. And there are things that you've been doing for years. These empty wells that don't have anything to offer. You've been going to them, and it's insane. Allow me to chisel them out of your life. Allow me to produce character where you keep focusing so much on your image.
Okay, but I was thinking.
Your thoughts are not my thoughts.
Okay, but if we went another way.
Your ways are not my ways.
Oh, I can't.
You can't what?
I can't be good.
That's your excuse. That's your excuse, is that you can't be good.
It's not an excuse. I can't.
Oh, my child. In the beginning, I said it was good. I made you good. Be good.
Yeah. But you and I both...
What?
Nothing.
No, what is it?
Nothing, okay? You wouldn't understand.
I, God of all the universe, wouldn't understand something one of my children has to say. Try me.
It's just, I let you down so many times, God.
No, my child. You were never holding me up.
I hold you up with my victorious righteous right hand, never the other way around. In this relationship, I hold you up.
Okay. Chisel away. Just be prepared for what you're going to find in there. Because I know who's inside there. Because I get up every morning and I look at him in the mirror and I hate who I see. Because deep inside there, this little kid who gets up every morning and dresses like an adult. And I go out and I try to do what I'm supposed to do, but I can't, okay? I can't be who everybody else expects me to be. God, I can't even be who I want to be, much less who you created me to be. And so inside is this scared, stupid little kid. But you chisel away. Just be prepared.
You have listened to so many voices for far too long that were not from me. And you have totally bought into the lie, haven't you? You think you're junk, don't you? When you lay your head down at night after you've done the dance to get the hug, you think you're junk. Listen to me. I don't take time to make junk. How can I show you that my love for you stretches as far as the east to the west? How can I show you that my love for you has no end? I know. Reach in your back pocket.
What?
Reach in your back pocket.
Why?
Are you arguing with me? Reach in your back pocket.
Oh, God.
Yes?
I just meant, God, I'll do that right now.
You're just saying my name in vain.
Come on. It's a name. It's a saying.
It's a name above all names. It's more than a saying. It's more than a name. I want to teach you something about my name. Reach in your back pocket.
Gosh.
You know what that is?
Yeah, it's a note. I wrote it when I was in college. How did you get this?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, read it.
I love Angie.
Other side.
Sorry. Dear God, did I hear you right today? Did I hear you say that you love me? Even though you and I both know I've messed up so many times. Did I hear you say you want to use me? And I feel so useless. If you'll take me and use me, then God, I give you all that I am. Take me. I love you, God.
I love you too. And I love you too much just to leave you where you're at. This salvation that you hold, I don't want it to be some sentimental gush or some head knowledge. I want you to work it out in every detail of your life. And when problems come and chaos happens, don't look at it as a prison, but look at it as a father disciplines his child. A father disciplines the ones he loves.
I know, but it's going to be tough.
Yes, but you bought into the lie thinking everything was going to be easy when you gave everything over to me. There will be trouble in this world. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I want you to do something. I want you to look out there and I want you to say, Tommy is God's original masterpiece.
Tommy is God's...
No, not the way you see yourself or you try so desperately for others to see you. But maybe for the first time in your life, the way I see you, the way I created you.
Tommy is God's original masterpiece.
Yes, you are.
And so are you. God doesn't make junk. You are an original masterpiece.
Before John puts that couple of scriptures and some questions, there's some of you that might want to go watch that video once or twice or 10 times more. And you can find that video at skitguys.com. Some of us have seen those guys in person and they do a fantastic job. Fantastic. But also, there might be somebody or somebodies in your life that you know they need to see that video because of what it explains, I think, in a great way, very practical way. And so we're going to use that kind of as a starting point, a launching point. John, I'm going to go ahead and put it up this morning. Our two scriptures, one's going to be from what the guys talked about in the video that says we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. And then the next one is 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. It says, "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Man, how much bondage is in our world today, starting with those who are Christ followers. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. Before John puts those questions up, when I read those last two words of the 2 Corinthians that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, the thing that speaks to me about that is we should shine. We should shine. And our world needs some followers of Christ shining in the midst of it right now. So John, go ahead. How many questions do you have on that slide? 5? Put 2 up. You guys saw the video. You've read the scripture. So here's a couple of things to start us off with this morning. How's the Spirit work in us to make the changes? And why is it necessary that God does this in our lives anyway? How does He work? And why is it necessary for God to do some chiseling, the Spirit to work? How does He do it, and why does He need to do it in our lives? What else? Spirit working in us. Why is it necessary? Conviction. What do you mean by that? So listening to what God's saying to you and also using outside or other people that you believe has God's best interest in mind for your life. Okay? I know this is very simple and basic, but how many times have you come to the end of a situation or a week and you look back and you go, you know, I bet God was working in that, but I was so busy getting through it that I didn't see what all He was doing. And recognizing that God is working in the moment. Because in that video, how many times did Tommy want God to stop? He just wanted Him to stop and leave him alone and go ahead and live his own life. So we're not talking about people that are outside living for Christ. We're talking about the people who say they're with Him. See, that video was about people that say they are already followers of Christ. And that's us. So how has the Spirit been working? Going off what Leslie was saying too, it's a good reminder, and using their little skit about the letter is this. Sometimes pausing and reminding ourselves how God has used people in our lives from the past that you know He was using to speak to you, but yet we have forgotten of something that He's promised us too. How many times have you thought to yourself, just recently, I had this dream to, or I, one time I desired to, and something along the way happened. But God spoke in the middle of your desire, as He would be speaking in the now. I say, wait a second. If you were serious before with me, then let's be serious again. And I think something from that little video was that, God gently reminded him, hey, I'm still the same God that told you that then. John, go ahead and go to the next one. Why is it difficult to trust the Father when He is working in us to be more like Jesus? Notice I didn't ask you, is it difficult? Because if you said no, then we need to go back a few steps. Okay, why is it difficult for us to trust God the Father when He's working in us to be more like His Son. We place our opinions over God's truth. Tiffany, you had something? And I think even taking off that, I think sometimes that plays, we use the excuse, I didn't have time to read God's Word or to pray. I think sometimes what you just said is one of the reasons why we don't do it. If we open up God's Word, He might convict us, back to conviction of a sin. Or if we spend time praying, or we come into the body, God might tell us He needs us to do or be something that we don't want to do nor be. And so therefore we use the excuse of didn't have time. I've seen that video only a couple times. They actually remade it. That's an old video from them, and they redid it and made it longer. But the part that matters, that really just gets me, and it tears me up sometimes, is when God tells Tommy, there's only, the only words that really matter, Tommy, is when I tell you at the end, well done, good and faithful servant. Those are the only words that really matter. And I think so often we lose sight of the marathon. Let's just sprint through what God wants me to do so I can get back to doing what I want to do. Yeah, He sees us through love. Yes. John, go ahead and throw up the next, is it two? Is that the last one at the bottom? Like I tell you all the time, if I can't remember, John just has to put it up there. Now the last two, I made two separate thoughts into question. How can we find joy in the process of becoming more Christ-like daily? And what would happen to us, guys, if the Father chose not to work in us? What if the Father decided today, you were too much trouble? Now, we know He's not, but I'm asking you to stop and think for a sobering thought, because you see, we rely on that cheap grace of the other thought, He's not. So how can we find joy in the process? And what would happen to you, to me, if God said, he or she, not today. Not today. What about it? Remaining grateful. Attitude of gratitude. Don't allow circumstances to dictate to us how we feel about the Father and His plan for our lives. Lynn said that she was tagging off what Stephen said, giving thanks in all circumstances. One of the things that I don't know if I told you guys last night, Mom, Dad, or not, but maybe it was Kathy I was telling. Since Brother Bob's accident, I've been by to see him multiple times. And other than just simply being honest that he's in pain, okay, an honest that I'm hurting, not one time has he ever complained, though. And really, some of you can appreciate this. Dusty and I went by to see him last week, and Dusty was, I know this is going to surprise you, was aggravating him about, like, women and so forth. I know it's going to surprise that Dusty would pick on somebody about something, okay? But Brother Bob was laughing and smiling. But I really think part of it was he couldn't hear Dusty and he was just humoring him a little bit. But point being is that has really spoke to me the last couple of weeks. Going by and seeing him, that he still has a great attitude. He is grateful. And how much he misses being here with us. I mean, that told me right there how much pain he is in, that he is not able to be here. But I want to share that with you guys about him specifically. Well, God has spoken a lot of truths this morning, truths that a lot of you already knew. So now we have to ask ourselves, what do we do with it? Is it going to flutter away? Or is it going to produce a righteous bountiful harvest? It's not just something to talk about, something to act upon. And one of the things I'm going to pray for us, I want you to know what I'm going to pray for you in just a second, and me, myself, is that a couple things. The truth that we know will be how we live our lives. And the second thing is this, that we will take time today and daily to receive God's truth afresh. Because whether or not we realize it, there's a lot of us every day that take a lot of time to listen to the lies. Let's pray. Father, we bless You today. You are everything we need. Father, how that works itself out today and the days ahead, we need to trust You with. Lord, while You never change, Lord, I believe You're brighter than the best sunrise. You're more refreshing than the most refreshing rain. Father, I'm asking You to help us to put You in the number one slot and leave You there. Lord, that might be easy to say, but execution is often difficult because, Lord, there's a lot that competes for that. But God, forgive us when we allow things to compete. Father, I am asking You to help us to make it such a love relationship with You that we want the truth, that we want You. Holy Spirit, You are working and moving. May You continue to do so. We place this all before You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys.